traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
So you can forgive everybody? I go, absolutely, 100%. He goes, everybody. And I go, yes. And he goes, Hitler comes back to life. You have a chance to kill him right now. Do you kill him? I go, no. He goes, why? He's killed millions. What if he killed your mother? I go, no. I go, because here's the reason why.
Damn, George is off to a great start today.
Wait, George, why didn't you go to
I'm taking everybody down with me. Mike was there. Lana was holding the thing. And you, this is where you decided to grow your beard, remember?
Oh,
because you got crabs and your herpes were all over your mouth.
Got him twice.
Oh, wow. Man, this is crazy. Did I talk about how Jake just got raided? I will take everybody down.
Stop. Welcome back to Impulse.
No.
The number one podcast.
No, you can't start it out this
just
way.
Just relax.
You're telling me how to run my show? Yes.
We just want to use it.
Okay, can we just start over and I'll do the ducking joke? That's funny.
No.
We're good.
Bro,
trust me.
That was phenomenal. We're good. You did great. Guys, it's George Janko, my best friend. It's George freaking Janko.
How many best friends do you fucking have?
Wait.
Everybody's your best friend.
After the MySpace topic.
Guys, after the last video he posted, I feel like I was the only real friend. So I think you guys should.
We already talked about
first of all, what kind of etiquette is it? You're chewing gum while you're on a podcast?
Oh, hold on. Let me handle that.
George, you made a mistake. Yeah.
All set. Okay. By the way, you did really great with that whole covering up thing for Logan. You really saved him. You also lied in the direct eyes of Jesus Christ, who you claim to be a follower of, you blasphemous piece of shit.
Wow.
How dare you? Did you repent?
I did.
Okay. Well, we're cool then.
Okay.
Oh, that's
well, thanks for having me on, guys.
Oh my God. Thanks for coming on our podcast, Georgie. You know, it's boys only. A lot of stuff's going on. There's a lot to talk about. My girlfriend looks like fucking E.T. Caleb. We got Caleb filming today.
My girl kind of looks like an alien, too, because every time I see her,
Caleb,
what are you pointing the camera at?
Caleb.
No, Caleb, you got the wrong girl.
Yeah, you're doing too much, Caleb. You're doing...
Caleb.
Good start.
Pointing at my girlfriend.
He did.
No, I don't think he did. Yeah, there we go. There
kind
she is.
Kind of. I'm gonna defend Caleb.
Caleb, what are you doing?
I'm going to defend him. He wasn't brought in to be a fucking cameraman. By the way, Caleb was brought in. He's the person that does the Impulsive Clips channel. For some reason, he's manning the camera right now, and it seems like it's already off to a horrible start. I'll be honest.
David's standing right next to him.
David's standing next to him, but he's trying to help him, but he doesn't speak English. German. So he only speaks German, and Caleb doesn't understand German.
Not yet. We're going to teach him German while we teach him how to film.
Can I ask you a question before we even get kicked off here?
Sure.
I know we already are kicked off. Why do you look like Stad guy's broke Estonian cousin?
My girlfriend looks like an extraterrestrial alien. We went out last night. I'm hungover as fuck. I'm hungover as fuck.
Sober 2020. Just
what did
still
you drink
cranking.
Last night?
I was on vacation.
What'd you drink? Where'd you go? Where was your vacation?
It was in WeHo, West Hollywood.
Oh, little good. Staycation kind of thing?
Yeah, I fucked around with tequila. Casamigos is not bad. It was pretty smooth. I got to say, George Clooney's brand, right?
Yep.
George Clooney's brand.
He rides a motorcycle through the fields.
Gerber,
baby? Guy Gerber? The DJ?
Oh, yeah. No,
Key and Molly's dad?
Yo, I hope that one day I'm able to diversify my portfolio in such a way where I can start any brand I want and then have it pop off in the way that like Casamigos did, you know, or vitamin water for 50 cent.
You didn't
like, what do we do? Are we doing this yet?
Does that mean house friends tequila? Is that what that translates to?
I think group of friends or something.
House friends. Friends at my house tequila? What is it?
My friend's house.
Listen, my friend's house tequila.
What's it like being the guest on this show so far?
To be honest, it's just like, did we start? Like, I feel like...
George, we started very, very abruptly with
this
your...
Is this how you guys usually start your podcast?
Yeah. Listen, there's big news today. All right. First of all, Logan usually is leading in a more proper way. The kid's barely even here today, dude. He's a apparition of himself. He's an algorithmic translation of what he would be if he was here.
That's right.
He's not even fucking here.
Right.
So I'll introduce the topic of the day. Little brother Jakey.
Ooh, we're jumping into this.
Right off the bat. Because well, Logan wants to talk through
it. We can't not. It happened this morning. My mom calls me.
I mean,
Logan,
should we? This is like
no.
We haven't even talked to him about it.
I have. He's my brother.
Oh, okay.
I just checked in on him.
But is he really your brother?
I think so, by blood.
Or is he Tony Montana, dude? Because what the fuck is going on, dude?
Is he Tony Montana? I don't know. I know what you know.
I don't.
Check it out. My mom calls me 8:30 a.m. twice.
So you know it's business.
You know when your mom calls you twice. Like the first time, I'm not going to answer. Obviously, it's 8:30. I'm sleeping. Second time, your mom calls you. Uh-oh. We got something. There's something going on, right?
Yeah.
Logan, I just want to let you know before you see it on TMZ, your brother's house is getting raided by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I said, what, mom? Mom, it's 8:30. What are you saying? She goes, I wanted you to hear it from me first. He's obviously not there, right? He's in Vegas. So I felt like it was impossible to not address it in the show. But yeah, my brother's house got raided by the fucking FBI this morning, 6:30 a.m.
Do you know a ton? Because I have some very poignant questions I want to ask you.
All right, well, I'll tell you what I know.
Nothing.
I know what you know. I don't know shit. I know my brother's okay. Physically, he's fine. But I don't know. I'm out of the loop on this one, guys. I have a statement here from Jake's attorney. It's on TMZ. I'll read it. We understand that a search warrant was executed at Jake's Calabasas home this morning while Jake was out of state. We are still gathering information. We'll cooperate with the investigation. So it's like, I don't know shit, bro. And I'm not. You're not going to get me to crack either. Try me. Ask me some questions.
All right.
Try it.
All right.
How far is the Earth from Moon? 6'9".
What do you know about the raid on Jake Paul's house?
I don't fucking know.
What kind of guns were taken from your brother's house?
I don't fucking know.
Does your brother's raid have anything to do with the illegal trade of imported cheeses?
I don't fucking know.
Did your loss to KSI really have something to do with you sneezing when you woke up?
I don't fucking know.
I'm impossible.
I'm bullet fucking proof. You're not going to get shit out of me, government.
Wow.
I won't say a word, but yeah, I checked in on him. He's fine. He physically, again, it's a bit of a headache. We're figuring it out, and the story will unfold, but I want you guys to know that, you know, we're here to support Jake Paul, and hopefully this comes out in a healthy, amicable way for all parties, it's mainly my brother.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I saw that. So not all parties. Just one party.
Just please.
I saw some videos this morning of what looked like a stormtrooper raid. I mean, hundreds and thousands. It looked like they sent a division of the armored infantry to your brother's house to, you know, they clearly had nuclear, you know, capabilities. Like,
I don't think they'd. Oh no.
Oh damn.
Oh no. Oh, that was.
That's Armani's house, yeah. Vegas. Hey, how funny is it that his house looks like that while they're breaking? All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, all of you Kens are going straight into the Barbie house. Okay, men, listen to me. Front and center. I don't care how silly this looks. Just I'm a Barbie boy.
Do you think this is the only time they've ever broke into a Barbie kingdom? It has to be, bro.
Do they make Barbie SWAT team?
No, this is what happened. They just stand in front of the house and they go, drugs have to be involved. They have to. There has to be. Look at this fucking house. If he's sober, I am impressed. They're like, sir, we found nothing. Keep looking. Look outside. They have to be hiding something. There's no way.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Also, thanks for having me on this podcast day. This is not fucking terrible to talk. I don't know what to say.
Oh, it gets worse.
It gets worse.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay, cool.
You see what happened in Beirut?
Oh my God.
Are you talking about Lebanon?
Yeah, Beirut, Lebanon. Yeah. No, he's right.
No, I'm right.
No, the question is not right.
Pen here. I'll take my glasses off for this one.
Yeah, well, man, Lebanon.
Well, you want to talk about the actual place. You don't want to, like, oversight. There's a lot of stuff going on in Beirut.
You know, you're not supposed to make the guest feel uncomfortable, right?
No.
His question was valid. I mean, it was the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. But
start grilling George.
There's a lot of things happening in Beirut, but you're talking about what happened in Lebanon. I know Beirut is in Lebanon. I know that. I know what you're talking about, but there's
Why
a lot of things
going
on. Why
don't we just skip this topic because of what happened?
No, so Beirut is Lebanon's capital city.
No.
It also was the biggest bomb ever.
No, that's what
I'm
talking about.
I don't think it was a bomb.
Fertilizer.
Here's what we know.
Yeah, it was fertilizer. Unkept. Sorry, go ahead.
No.
What do you know? You know something. You're holding back.
I don't fucking know.
Improperly kept nitric acid fertilizer, yeah?
Is that what?
Yeah, that's what I saw yesterday.
Ammonium nitrate?
Ammonium nitrate.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, it was ammonium nitrate.
Which is, that's his fertilizer, right?
Yeah, I think it's part of a fireworks factory or something, too.
So there, here's what I heard. A fireworks factory, or no. Something was on fire for about 4 hours before the big explosion. You saw the big explosion. You also saw smoke before it. Mm. People were filming it, right?
Were people evacuated?
I don't know. I don't know, because if it appeared to be just a warehouse, a building fire, you're not going to think to
No, there was no evacuate. There was no evacuation.
No.
There wasn't. It was because think about all the people that were videotaping when that thing actually went off.
Dude, the shockwave.
Did you see the one of the guy driving the car and it knocked his rear view mirror off, blew all his windows out? I mean, the ancillary buildings around the blast were the most just impactful to watch. Like, they just were devastating.
It's crazy.
Do you know what it reminded me of? And I'm not saying this in an insensitive way. Like, this is the first thing that came to my mind. It looked like a CGI, like, movie. Like, it didn't look real to me. Like, when I saw that.
Well, the explosion was fucking massive. There's a mushroom cap. So it exploded in a mushroom cloud, yeah? The cap of a mushroom. Regardless, obviously sending as much energy and love to Beirut as we possibly can, and for everyone affected by this traumatic disaster.
I got a
question. Wishing you well. I was gonna say something.
I got a question about, like, when people are sending aid and financial resources to places like that, how are we supposed to check to find which ones are the right ones? Because I saw a whole bunch of people instantly throwing up posts.
Instantly,
donate to this, donate to the Red Cross of Beirut, donate to this, that, and whatever. How do you know, like, if you're just a layperson, that you're donating to the right thing? Because there was another post that said, what was it, that the government of Lebanon was taking relief funds?
Yeah, it's the hardest part about trying to be a good person. Because, they're links online. You're sending money to where? You have no idea.
I usually just go wherever Olivia O'Brien sends me. Like, I look at her as, like, the key resource for donation links. Also, did you guys know that it's so close to August 6th, the day this podcast airs? August 6th, 1945 was the day that the nuclear bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, instantly killing 80,000 citizens.
Wow.
So almost 75 years to the day of this explosion. This is completely unrelated. I guess they have nothing to do with each other. I just thought I'd bring that fact up.
Nothing, yeah. It's cool. It's a fact. You know what was fascinating in the videos? So the speed of light is obviously fast as fuck.
It's
way fast.
Yeah.
Speed of sound is not super fast.
Not as fast.
What is this? 800 miles, 600, 800 miles an hour?
Yeah.
It's Mach 1. Mm. In the video, you see the explosion.
You hear it so much.
And the shockwave comes 3 seconds after.
Yeah.
3 seconds. And it's so loud. I have friends who have people with feet on the ground there. And what you were describing is just like, the place is demolished.
Yeah.
The place is demolished,
man.
Yeah,
it's fucked, man. Really sad. You know what else is sad? I already started getting the vibe of it. I remember when I used to podcast with you hungover.
Yeah.
And we would both be hungover. Mm-hmm. So it'd be like, I would be on the podcast set and it was like both the arms of the podcast were just broken.
Yeah.
Today, I feel like my right arm is just broken. Like, I feel like I can't rely on it to handle simple tasks. It's a weird feeling.
Sorry,
I feel slightly
that.
Debilitated over on this side of this. Like, you guys are strong today. You guys strong. Both look good as fuck, bro.
Yeah, I just feel like these topics are, like, so sensitive that, like,
oh, 100%.
I'm not on the podcast like you guys, so, like, being on the podcast, I'm like, okay, I gotta watch what I say.
No,
like,
the topic we just
a lot of overthinking.
The Lebanon topic completely. There's no, we wanted to, because people always look to us to bring up important topics. And they're like, yo, you should be talking about this.
I said, are we talking about Lebanon? Because that country is going through a lot, not just because of that. That's why I said
always.
Yeah, that's a bit more of a macro topic.
There was, that's what I'm saying. Like, but there was a meme I read yesterday. It's like, if you think 2020 is bad for you, and they just listed what's happening in that country. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, so that's why when you said that, I'm like, are we talking about the Lebanon situation?
Aren't a handful of Middle Eastern countries in.
No, there's always some level of despair in that area. It's just an active part of the world where there's a lot of war, a lot of famine, a lot of, you know, dictatorship or you know, whatever you want to call it, contributing to it.
Does it stem from poor leadership? Is that what's happening? Or why?
It's just strong, strong-minded people that don't want to change. Like, if I'm right, then you have to be wrong.
Yeah, a lot of ideologies. Yeah. Yemen, Yemen, obviously. Syria is,
Yemen's,
you know,
a big one. Yemen's going through a lot of shit right now.
And so a lot of love and a lot of thoughts and prayers out to those people. I mean, I often sink into this, like, what the fuck do we even do about that kind of, like, it's just such, like, entire countries, entire nations are just unraveled out there. And like, people message me all day and they're like, yo, why aren't you talking about this? Why aren't you talking about that? And I oftentimes feel like when we're up to our throats domestically in issues, it oftentimes gets so hard to widen your vision out to the rest of the world. You know, we're struggling as
advice.
I know.
Like, sure. We're not, doing great over here.
I know.
America's a great country, but I mean, damn, we're not doing so hot. There's a lot of shit wrong with us. We should probably fix that.
That's what he's saying. It's tough to focus on.
There's one thing I'll voice, and I might get shitted on for this. I really will, but I have to be one of those people that kind of like have a tiny bit of balls and say this. I really am kind of grossed out and tired of how people that live in America talk about America. Like, I want there to be solutions. I know we're not the best country right now, but like, we got to stop shitting on it. Love where your soil is. Mm-hmm. Like, I know people that are literally not, I don't know them personally, but I know because my parents came from a country that's extremely rough to live in, where they had to flee it literally for their life. And they don't talk bad about it.
Yeah.
They have pride with it. They'd rather fix it than talk shit about it. And so, we got to wake these kids up.
But what's the solution?
The solution is, there is a problem. Great. The first job is done. You noticed it. Second is, instead of talking shit about it, fix it. Like, for example, my relationship.
Okay, but how?
No, let me give you an example.
There's not always
a solution right away. But like, for example, I'll give you like, it's just a small example. Me and my girlfriend are arguing and fighting. It's gross if we do it in front of my friends and we do it in front of my family and then we're bickering and I'm just like, oh, and then she walks away. I'm like, fucking that girl, blah, blah, blah. And I start talking bad about her. Now, when you guys look at her, her worth is dropped because the man that loves her is talking ill about her. Mm. But if we're having an issue that's in my home and I handle it in my home and we walk out, we hold both of each other in a high value. Now everybody else in that room is going to look at us with a high value.
Absolutely.
We still have issues, but we're dealing with it with respect. And I think we need to start teaching younger people. It's fine to think that your country is losing right now, but show respect.
That's an incredible point. Incredible point.
Mic drop so
you just,
early. Yeah, in the
you
episode.
Just brought you just brought the pain. I mean that's so true. And I mean the amount of time that we spend bickering about the issues, down talking the country and what it is and what it can be, as opposed to coming up with actionable solutions to the problems is mind blowing. I mean, every bill is at an impasse or a stall and nothing ever fucking moves. The parties don't work together and everybody just talks badly. And you go on the internet and nowadays it's almost acceptable to shit on the country. It's almost acceptable to, I was looking at a post yesterday about the Beirut thing.
Yep.
Somebody posted, this didn't look like a firework. This looked like a nuke. And did they say that out of line? Yes, for sure. Ben Shapiro retweeted it and wrote LMAO. And I responded to Ben and I said, even if what this person said was complete and utter stupidity, this ain't the caption. Like when I see Ben Shapiro, LMAO, a blast that killed hundreds of people and devastated thousands, LMAO is not the caption. Mm. And so I wrote that and I got a bunch of responses in the comments. You're being too sensitive. You're being a bitch. You're being too sensitive about this.
Yeah.
Not too long ago or always for the history of this world, you were supposed to be about sensitive about topics that involve the death of others.
Yeah.
Why have we moved to a place where we're not sensitive to the fucking death of people in other countries or the death of people here? Both sides go out of their way to talk horrible shit about the other side when it involves death, racism. We have to be sensitive. That's part of the fucking problem.
I feel you, but also correct me if I'm wrong.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In the Middle East right now, if my parents grew up my age and they were there, and my father would be like, you know what, fuck this, so-and-so shit, blah, 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 is that. They would take him out and kill him immediately.
Right.
Okay. In America, they can't do that. But what they could do is they could kill your career. And so now all these people that have the same like-minded, like...
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
POTS is us. They're terrified. Because they're like, okay, what if I say something that's worded wrong or I say it kind of incorrect, everything's down and we shut down. America can't talk. It's the country that has freedom of speech, but everybody shuts the fuck up because nobody wants to say anything.
Well, not everybody. There's some people, there's a lot of people that use it, and those people unfortunately fall back on the just because I can, they don't use just because I can doesn't mean I should. That's like the biggest thing we're up. Yeah, we could all say whatever we want. I could go and say horrible things to Ben Shapiro, but why would I do that? How would that help? How is your rhetoric and the way you are talking to other people helping? The problem is a lot of people don't want to help.
True.
They want to burn. They want to watch it burn.
Anecdotally, though, because yeah, some people want to watch it burn. Speaking anecdotally, like I've said my fair share about America. Like I've had opinions. I have a podcast called America's Racist.
It's racist, yeah.
Like. My concerns with the country at this particular moment in time are voiced in a way that suits me. I just haven't gotten to step 2, which is what you described. Step 1 is identifying the problem, and step 2 is not complaining. You said step 2 is to fix it. And what I'm asking you is, and I think your answer was right, is just like, it's a lot easier said than done. You know what's easy? Pointing out problems. You know what's hard? Providing and executing solutions.
Absolutely.
Mike, when you were going through your situation when you were an addict, did your mother look you in the eyes and give up on you?
No, she never did.
Never. Because
no. She might have acted like she was going to, but never truly.
I treat my life. Now everybody has a different higher power. Mine is Christ. So when I look at a situation, I realize that a lot of times it looks like it's hopeless. And sometimes you do feel that way. But if you love something and you respect something, you just keep moving forward. I never said don't have fear, but move forward.
Yeah.
Don't fear. This is what I think of. People that talk shit about you because they're jealous of you. People that scream are the loudest in the room. To me, they're the animals that are the most colorful ones because they use their identity outside their look to scare the other animals or other predators that could attack them. At the end of the day, the person who's in the room loudest, yelling, this is that, this is that, this person is more terrified than anybody. And probably, honestly, yeah. it's sad. So when you say, what should I do? It's like, I don't know the answer, but I do know that causing a fire in a different direction is not going to put out the fire in that direction.
In the other, yeah.
So when you're like, our economy, blah, 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 and it's our president. Okay, if you truly think our president is doing wrong, or not, I'm not saying that Logan thinks this. I'm just saying overall, if you think our president is doing wrong and you want to get him out of office, great. Go to school. Have an education so you can replace that president.
Go vote is the big thing.
Take your big boy pants, put them on, and get to work. Yeah. A lot of people don't want to get to the work.
Sure. It's hard.
It's so much easier to talk shit than to handle the shit.
Yeah, he talked about his America is racist monologue, which was great, and you know, a lot of people resonated with it. You said you had very opinionated views that may have, you know, upset the other side. But one thing that you did a good job of there, and one thing I've always tried to teach you from my corporate experience, is you can state an opinion that pushes a certain agenda or tries to fix a problem without engulfing the opposite view in fire. And that is the piece of the puzzle that we as a country right now are completely missing. Mm. People have forgotten how to speak properly without offending horribly. Okay. And that every single, and I gotta say, I have tried to do a lot better with talking about Trump on the show, but Trump ran on a platform of calling, you know, Native American women Pocahontas and sleepy Joe Biden, and he's got dementia, and name calling drives division and hatred. And so until we as a country, and by the way, I'm sure the left does it too. I don't want to single anybody out, but until we as a country can start to speak in a way that aligns as opposed to dividing, we get nowhere. I've said this a million times on the show, that the person that comes into office that unites the aisles will be the greatest president in the history of this country. Yeah. As long as we continue to have single party relevant presidential candidates, we will continue to fucking fail as a country. Yeah. Because it's, I said it about a business thing we were in the other day. It's not two aisles going to basketball practice to win as a team. It's two aisles playing basketball against each other. Yeah. The Democrats are blocking the Republicans. The Republicans are blocking the Democrats. Nobody's scoring. And we're just sitting there like, yo, when is it going to fucking stop? And it's, you know, until some great uniter comes and unites everybody. And unfortunately, say what you want about our current president's great things that he's doing, I think we can all agree he's not going to be the person that unites the countries, the two sides of the country.
No, absolutely not.
Do you know what I'm saying? No. So you do a better job speaking.
We should get out of the politics end.
That was like light politics. I think, is that politics or is that, I know the last part, but is that more about also?
It's just, it's interesting because like everyone has a fucking opinion about something. And I often wonder like how many people really give a shit about ours. About when it comes to politics,
yeah,
you know, maybe you're very well read, and so
I try to be.
Yeah, and I like to think we come at it from a pretty objective angle, you know.
I try to be. I mean, it suits me to have a Republican president, bro. Like that's looking out for my financial like wealth. You know what I'm saying? But like, unfortunately, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyways, you're in a relationship.
Yes,
that's amazing.
Yep.
My girlfriend was here this morning. She walked past your girlfriend, and your girlfriend said, "You're looking real slim today, Amara." And Amara said, "Thanks so much, man." And I said, "Can you imagine if guys did that? Like, can you imagine if when you came to the house, I was like, yo, man, dick outline's looking nice today, man. Your dick looks great."
I mean, guys do that. They're like, we kind of like, yo, you're swole. You look big.
We lie to each other all the time.
Yeah. Not as much. Not as much.
No, because you never looking ripped.
Oh, Jesus. Mike, I know for a fact the other day I told you you're looking slimmer. But I didn't say anything.
I've said this too. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I guess
of us have seen you work out. You just stay on your phone and walk around. Like, dude, you're like, I'm hitting the gym, and you just make conference calls.
Everyone does that, though.
Like, a lot of people do.
At this point, I feel like you're just having conversations that you don't want us to hear about.
I'm just doing bicep curls with my cell phone. But the biggest compliment I could ever get was yo, you really crushed on Warzone last night.
No one's ever gonna say that.
The other day I came home and nobody was here. It was like night, and I just hear Mike screaming. And I'm like, what the fuck was that? So I text him like, yo, you good? Like, I can't find you. Because he screamed once and then it was gone.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, sorry, I'm playing video
Dog,
games.
I'll be in my bed. It's midnight, it's 1 a.m., whatever the fuck. And I hear screaming. And then I hear him and fucking Evan screaming at the top of their lungs. I have to send him a text. I go, yo, I'm ready to fucking kill someone. You need to stop screaming.
And I'm screaming because I can't kill anyone. Right. That's why I'm screaming. Like, I can't do anything right, dude. And I think the problem is, I'm going to try to find a problem that's not really the problem. I just suck. But I play crossplay where there's PCs
I
involved.
You say you play cross-eyed. I was like, that's it.
But do you
maybe
remember,
that's why you suck, man. You need to focus a little more.
Do you remember in Fortnite when the PC play? No, that too. But also how the PC players had the fucking advantage. Always. And so I'm there on an Xbox, and I'm just getting mowed down by a bunch of nade shots, bro.
Oh, yeah, but you gotta find the fucking rookies playing on mobile. Is there Warzone for mobile? For
yeah, iPhone? There is, but when you select crossplay, it's all platforms.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
So I don't find the
dudes running around with their guns pointed in the air, making
it's hard to find them. Everybody I find, I have them dead in my sights. I've got the growl or one of the best guns in the game. All I have to do is just mow them down, and it's a just
why do you,
you
play,
know
why
how
you
bad my
video
aim
games?
Is because I love games? The idea of it and it makes me I start to forget about the other things in my life. Like, it makes me de-stress a little
for
bit.
Sure
by it's playing just, a stressful game
escape. It's an escape,
but then I re-stress, I de-stress, and then I re-stress when I find out how bad, because think about it, I got three other people on my team and they're like, come on Mike, it all comes down to this, all you got to do is not sure. die immediately, and I always die sure, immediately sure. bro.
Why
I'm
you
like that
easier
kid with,
game like Skyrim or like classic Sims. Grand Theft Auto, not Sims.
Did you see? You saw Joe Rogan's take on video games that he
crazy.
He was super like against them, right?
So no.
No.
He got fucking headlined.
Cool. I saw the headline.
Poor fucking guy. Yeah, he said something like
he even said that
here.
He plays too, right?
Yeah. Well, that's it was an anecdotal thing, like, which is why I hate that people. He got headlined. He said something like.
He also said that like people should be focusing on building things that you could build over time. So when you beat a level, you actually earn something. And he brought up jujitsu, and he was like, when I elevate from one level of jujitsu to the next level, I feel good about myself, all these things. And the clap back from like Ninja and all the streamers was, yo, like, I don't know if you've noticed, but video games are a business now. Like when I build, for sure. when I've mm-hmm. built a multi-million dollar business around playing video games. And so
he said this, video games are a real problem. You know why? Because they're fucking fun. They're real exciting, but you don't get anywhere. You're going to waste your time. To remove yourself from your love of video games. Don't sigh. Why? What is wrong with this? Tell me how that's not factually true.
I think
not for everyone.
No, that's
but
what I'm saying.
It totally can be. He slipped up with his fucking verbiage, which sucks. I hate when people get canceled for verbiage.
Verbiage.
He said video games are a real problem. You know what? He's got a long form podcast. He said video games are a real problem. That's what the community had an issue with.
If he
would have said the following, video games can be a real problem. Skating, bro.
Yeah.
But the fact that he said this again on a 4-hour podcast and people have a problem with it, because he's totally right.
But I found
myself in the same exact scenario where I ask Josie, bro, I'll be playing fucking Tetris or Super Mario Bros or whatever the fuck. 5 hours will pass. I've achieved nothing.
But there's some kid.
That's worthless.
To some people.
Yeah, to me, it's worthless.
Is that what he's? I think here's the thing. Yes, some people like Ninja could build a career off of this, but like that's unfair for him to get mad at Joe. That's like saying, hey, getting facial tattoos and being a rapper is definitely going to win for you guys. Like there's billions, I will say billions of people that are going to live in our lifetime mm-hmm. that have tattoos on their face and they won't even get hired
well,
at Subway.
Let me ask you a question.
Because they have tattoos on their face and they're going to make it as a rapper.
What do you billions say to the...
Billions of people?
That's a lot of people with face tattoos. But I mean, shout out to all the face tattoo people.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But
huge
listen,
career in tattooing. I will say billions.
You're in high school.
Billions. Sorry.
You're in high school, and there's some kid who, in your city, he's got the gift, bro. That kid knows how to ball.
Yeah.
He dribbles. He fucking shoots. He's a shooter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right? What if Joe Rogan said, yo, basketball is a waste of time? Because that
if,
kid,
if Joe
because,
Rogan spent his
no,
because, time playing basketball,
no, because
and
hear
again,
me,
he's speaking anecdotally.
No, I know, but hear me out. The idea that you a kid can play good enough to one day make it as a streamer is actually much more possible than making it as a basketball player.
Sure, sure.
Okay,
sure.
A professional basketball player. So where do you draw the line when you tell kids to stop dreaming? Now, video games now.
You never said stop dreaming.
No, hold. I just mean in that department, George of the Jungle. All right, listen. Fucking, where do you draw the line? Because right now there's some kid who's playing video games and he's like, yo, there's a business model here. Because listen, it's the same as vlogging.
Sure.
It's the same as creating content.
The towel? Like, when are you like, oh man, I've been trying to be a gamer. Because there's kids have time. I think all of us here are super busy. You got vlog stuff, a podcast.
Yeah, but I think about when I was young and what I did to fill up my time.
Yeah.
And I did a lot. I played a lot of video games. You know, I was addicted to World of Warcraft for 2 years straight.
Absolutely.
2 years of my life, I was addicted to this game. And you know what's crazy, actually? I'm so thankful for this 2 years. This contradicts what I'm saying, but like, I didn't come out of that 2 years going, wow, I just wasted 2 years. No.
Because you had fun and you enjoyed taught you something.
I learned what addiction was, and I learned what it was to be passionate about something, truly like passionate about like trying to get my level 70 gnome mage to win the PvP arena battle.
He's the best. Logan was really, really, really good at PvP. Yeah, I was in there sometimes. Yeah. But he was a dog.
I was a dog. But I was grateful for the experience. Like, video games did teach me a lot. So,
but you're also super aspirational, and you had massive goals for yourself. Not everyone has those goals or finds their passion so early on that they are killing time where they're like, I just don't know what to do. And you can always put it away. I remember in college, I cut out TV. I was just like, would casually watch TV for like, whether it was Entourage. I was like, Entourage. I binge watched Entourage.
Okay. Oh, okay. It's the best show.
But like, I cut out like watching sports. I love sports. I grew up playing sports. But I was like, screw it. I just like don't want to watch anymore because that takes up an hour, 2 hours of my day. I cut that out, and then I have to fill it with something else.
But you're 100% right.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan, here's a sentence he said, video games are a real problem. You could replace that with sports. It'd be the same thing. I could say sports are a real problem. You know why? Because they're fun. They're exciting, but they don't get you anywhere. You're going to waste your time. Technically, that's still true. Yeah. If you come from an anecdotal point of view of like, wow, I spent the whole day watching sports. And
I disagree with that.
Watching sports why?
For some people, it's like that. Like for me, anecdotally, personally, when I watch a sports game, at the end of it, I'm like, wow, that was entertaining, but shit, I feel slightly unaccomplished.
Because he's not saying watching sports. He's saying doing and playing. So that's better for your health. That's what I'm saying. I think somebody... So, okay, I got two people here. I got Mike and I got you. You're in a video game escaping life because your life here is better.
Okay.
But he's fixing his actual life, doing jiu-jitsu, doing basketball, doing stuff. So physically, he's getting in shape. He's getting his mental state right. Mike has two arms, two legs. This is what I got to do to make this work. Because when you shut this down, guess what? What are you? What's your worth? What do you got going on right now? Now, I know there's people like Ninja killing it right now. And I don't think he's
talking. Thousands of others.
Yes, but I'm saying, I don't think he was saying it as in like, yo, listen, if your dream is to become a huge gamer and you want to kill it, then that's your dream. No one should ever tell you anything. And then on top of that, if you're sitting there listening to Joe that you've never fucking met in your life, and he says something and it takes you away from your journey, then that journey wasn't meant for you. You're fucking weak. Mm. Like, you're mentally weak to me. You don't even belong in the category of competing.
The other thing, 100%.
So what I'm saying is, if he's going to stop somebody else that's not competing but is stuck to a video game, that should be thinking about loans and banking and real estate. So yes, there is people out there that are listening, but the people that are listening to him are easily motivated. So maybe they need to change their perspective on life, because I was addicted to games, but I ain't a fucking gamer, bro. I ain't gonna make money off of that shit. What I'm saying is, it's so easy to put a video game in a kid's hand and say, run with it, and they're not gonna be able to run with it.
Well, the other problem with what he said here too is a lot of people's reaction to it is, a lot of people assume that the majority of people in this world, or Joe assumes that the majority of people in this world want some grand quest in life.
Sure.
There's a lot of people out there who are just trying to kick it, drink a PBR, and kill some motherfuckers on a Friday. Bro, not a lot of people out there. I would go as far as saying almost all people out there are trying to kick it, listen to Impulsive, pop a PBR, fuck their girl, and play some Warzone.
Yeah.
1,000%. So when Joe's like, you ain't gonna get nowhere if you're killing motherfuckers on Warzone, you gotta do jujitsu, you gotta start a fucking podcast.
It was like in passing almost.
But it is dependent on what your goal is in life. Because for some people, if they're subjective. Yo, all of my enjoyment comes from dropping supermarket in Warzone. Me and my boys drop supermarket. That makes me happy. Then is it really a waste of time? Because if I found happiness, now this is another tricky topic, because I found happiness in some things that were pretty fucking bad too. way bad. But like, I, video games aren't on the same level.
Can I meet you
but,
on a fair point?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. When I came to LA, my sole purpose is to be an entertainer in any way, shape, or form. Okay. When I came here to LA, in my mind, I committed I will be homeless until I entertain. I will sleep in the streets of LA until I figure out I could pay my bills with entertainment. I accepted that mentally. So at the end of the day, if people are out there and they're playing video games and they haven't accepted the fact that if they don't get money off of this, they could be homeless. What I'm saying is he's not sitting there talking to people that are like, well, dude, I already have a job and I'm playing video games. He's trying to mold kids' mind. And I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, America needs to chill out on yelling at people for trying to mold kids' mind. That's what they're meant to do. That's why we have ages where you can't drink.
But
you can't do this.
He's not trying to mold kids' mind. It's just a perspective that he had.
And what's wrong with him giving us his perspective?
No, nothing.
No person who's playing video games right now put it down, started crying because Joe said that. No, nobody said that.
Touching on what you said, when people ask me, because I often get asked, you know, Logan, I want life advice, whatever. And honestly, one day I'd like to do sort of what Gary Vee does, have like an open forum with people just to like give them bits of life advice if I can. And people often ask me, like, I want to do this thing, but it's not working out. Or like, I want to become a vlogger. How do I do it? What do I do? My first question is, do you love it? Yeah, I love it. How much? Like, do you really love it? Because in 10 years, after thousands of videos that you made and tens of thousands of hours that you've spent trying to become a content creator, if you failed, you're going to be happy? Because if you love it, you still will be. And if you don't, you're going to be in a world of hurt. You have to be willing to fail. You have to be willing and okay with failing, which is what you described. You came here
knowing. You're in love with the satisfaction of money and
that can't
fame.
Be it. That can't be it. It's not. It's not about the destination. It's about the fucking journey.
You knew me when I was in Arizona. My mom and dad were paying my bills, giving me 3 months to give it a shot. Mm. Was I just as happy then as I am now?
You're literally the same kid, Georgie.
Because
you're
I didn't base my happiness.
Dude that came up to me at LA Fitness while I was doing squats and wouldn't leave me the fuck alone. Somehow he tricked me. He tricked me into he was so funny and charismatic. And so he tricked me into giving you my phone number. And then I worked and I was like, fuck, I hate that. I like this. Like he's interrupting my squats and shit, but I like him. He's funny. And then we hung out. And you remember what you said with the bottle? Remember that moment?
I popped bottles in the champagne and I go, yo, let's drink. And you said, I don't drink. And I go, neither do I. I just thought it'd be cool to do it in the studio. And that's something I'd still do now. Like,
I was like, damn, this kid's tight.
I literally explain this to everybody. Because kids come up to me too in the streets, like, yo, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, listen, the first advice I'm saying is if you're waiting to be happy in the future, you're doing it wrong because tomorrow is not promised to you. So if you are not right with your situation right now, start with that. I've walked into rooms with people that have a $100,000 check waiting for them every first of the month, and they're crying and they're wiping their tears every moment because they don't know how to escape their depression. Listen, depression is serious. Anxiety is very serious. This is a thing that people, they're scared to talk about. What I'm saying is don't worry about anybody because if anybody really did love you back, they would want you to fix that shit first. So what I'm saying is fix your happiness. What makes you happy? If video games make you happy, sick. If painting makes you happy, sick. Don't worry about income. Don't worry about income right now. Because people try, they're like, I need the Ferrari. I need the watches. I need it.
Sometimes you have to. There comes a point when you have to support yourself. Sure. Like you have to somehow.
But if their happiness is not in line, bro, what good is it?
It's a fiscal world. Well, that's it. Yeah,
you could have a mansion, but if you're alone in it crying, what's the worth?
Well, let's not talk about the outliers. You know what I'm saying? Like the majority of the world isn't worrying about a mansion. They're worrying about how they're going to eat their next meal. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, unfortunately, like, dude, I've been in that place before where I was like, yo, what I'm doing right now doesn't make me happy at all, but I'm alive. And so like we talk about desperation versus inspiration and which one is a bigger driver, more meaningful driver. And at the end of the day, like sometimes that's what it comes down to.
I have a way of life, but it's going to be hard for some people to swallow it. And I can say it could be a topic of discussion or people could get mad at me, but I have a way of life that is full bulletproof for me. And it's always came out on top for me. Like everybody here knows I'm very biblical when it comes to stuff. I refer to the Bible for every situation in my life. I'm a firm believer in this, and not people might not believe this, but I believe I will do everything in my power that I can and trust God to give me the things that I can't take care of myself. For example, this is a situation you are around. I was dealing with a situation. My girlfriend left me at the time. I had no friends, nothing in LA. I broke everything in my house. I was very depressed. I was very alone. I was about to pack my bags and go straight to Arizona. Right there, I made a flesh decision because life was too hard right now. I didn't know what I could do. And then I immediately said, I got to give this a higher power. Sometimes we need to do that. I got on my knees. I said my prayer. I apologized for breaking everything in my house. Not how you should handle things. I looked in the mirror, and in the mirror, as I'm washing my face, I'm looking. And have you guys ever done this when you see yourself cry in the mirror and you start crying more? You feel bad for the fucking guy in the mirror. So I'm sitting there like a dickhead crying in the mirror, holding my own hand. And I'm like, what do we got to do? And I'm praying and I'm like, God, what do I do? I'm mad and I'm getting sad. And I go, I'm giving all of my anxiety to you. I'm giving all of my depression. What do you want me to do? I will work for this. I am tired for this. I'm scared for this, but I will do it. In my heart of heart, I looked in the mirror and I go to the gym. It's 11:30 at night. I said, go to the gym. I go to the gym. I'm working out. There's only one other person in my sight, and it's Logan Paul. Not only did God give me a way into this industry during my lowest moment, but he gave me a best friend, what I needed. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people don't want to turn to God. They're too scared. They don't think he exists. But I'm telling you, 100 shots out of 100, every time I gave it to my Lord, and I worked for it. It comes both ways. A lot of people read Bible verses and they read it and they just take it in a way that they don't grasp. And I don't mean to get biblical on you guys, but like read a passage in the Bible. Never once does Jesus just show up at your house to give you your blessing. Never. He waits for you to come to him. So what I'm saying is if you're out there and you believe in God or you believe in any type of higher power, I tend to go towards Christ. That's my go-to. And my thing is, bro, don't give up. Work as hard as you can and throw it at his feet and see what can happen. And a lot of people here are going to disagree with me. I know that for a fact. But I'm telling you, you got to try it before you take it out.
George, I love this. I love all of that. Yeah. Like being your friend for the past 6 years, I've witnessed what you just described. You constantly come out on top. You're reaching the next level day after day after day. My question to you is this. For the religious people who haven't had that type of path, and it's not always been success, win. Because a lot of people are really religious. A lot of people do turn to Christ, and they haven't had their breakthrough yet.
I'll explain it.
Like a minor little win or whatever they're looking for. So what is it?
I got really quick at learning. I observe a lot. I think a lot of people here could realize this about me. When I see something, I figure it out. I learn from other people's mistakes. So when I realize my relationship with God is a relationship, it's built on a relationship. So a lot of people base it there. Oh, well, Jesus is not there for me on this situation. Hmm. Okay, well, if me and my girlfriend are having good times, but once I'm okay and I'm good and I walk away from her because I'm good, but then when times get rough, I come back to her. She's like, yo, I'll help you. But, you know, it would have been a lot better for us if we're right here. All I'm saying is this. A relationship with God is like a Wi-Fi router. If I'm next to the router, I'm going to get my information quick and my service is right here and I have a great relationship and it's chilling. But if I keep walking away into the backyard, into the neighbor's yard, and my connection with him's off, it's going to be off.
So George, do you think a lot of your blessings have come from you going in the direction that you're feeling called to go? I mean, you said you literally give up everything to be an entertainer in Hollywood.
Yes.
Right? So you took a major chance. Yes, you had financial support, but you've taken a chance to do what your heart has called you to do.
I'll tell you why. And like, again, this all has to go off of me and my relationship with Christ. I could be in this industry. When I first came to LA, mm-hmm. I had one prayer. The first prayer that I had at my in bed, I said, God, if this takes me 1 inch away from you, I want it miles away from me. I don't want to even be near it. I don't want it in a conversation. My Christ, my Lord goes with me in every room, in every relationship. Because here's the thing. Even if you don't believe in God, look who I am as a human being. I guarantee if any of you guys needed a shot into, I need somebody right now to get something done, I guarantee you guys are making a call.
Well, if I needed somebody to lie so that my girlfriend didn't catch me out on like a cheating thing, I would hit you immediately. You're like one of the best liars I've ever seen in my life, bro.
Actually, believe it or not, I hate lying. And that's why it put me in a
I'm just fucking with
it. Put me in a tight spot.
Why are you not a preacher? Right now. Because right now.
I had this conversation. I figured this out. I am built differently. You could put billions of dollars in front of me and I won't turn away from Christ. You could put fame in front of me. I won't turn away from Christ. What I know is that there's a lot of people in my life that are getting baptized as we speak and knowing who Christ is as we speak, because people in the industry don't know how to talk about God. They don't know who God is. I think God built me for this industry. So
you're crossover.
I'm crossing over.
Yeah.
And you guys, I have my own battles too. I'm not perfect. Nowhere near it. There's so many times where I'm looking at my own content. I'm like, yo, I should stop swearing. The same tongue that I'm talking about Jesus, I'm saying, oh, fucking titties and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's a mental battle for me. But I know for a fact that every time I put my faith into him, he comes out on top. I ain't perfect. And like everybody here, no, dude, I'm not the most talented in the room. I get in rooms that I shouldn't even be a part of. Look at my relationship with you. I almost left. The devil wanted me to leave. If I'm going to leave this with a topic of conversation, I'm going to leave you guys with this one line. The devil is never, ever going to be strong enough to steal the blessing that God installed in you when you were born. But he's strong enough to blind you from where it could take you. So you could believe in yourself and know that you have what it takes. But if you listen to the devil, which is only full of lies, to tell you you can't do this and you're not good enough, you're fat, your parents can't help you, you're going to be like your mom, you're going to be a drug addict, you can't get out of being out of drug addict. If you listen to the devil, you're going to be in chains your whole entire life. But you got to believe that if you're made in his image and you really believe that Christ could do it all. Guys, I'm in LA and I live like a child. I'm 27 years old. I have a beautiful girlfriend, family that loves me, friends that always be there for me. I'm in Sin City. I should be doing drugs off of hookers' ass. And I choose not to, and I'm happier. I wake up every single day knowing that this day is going to be just as great as the last because I put my Lord first. Don't listen to the devil at all. Don't. He's a liar. You're worth it. You're strong. Just listen to what your body could do, and you could do it.
You're living a life of service. In many ways, like even just being your friend and then your service to your God is extremely noble. And I think Carl Lentz highlighted this when he was on our podcast. You know who he is?
He's Justin Bieber's guy, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, he's a pastor. And he said, yo, because obviously religion, you bring up the word religion and Christianity, it can be polarizing. And he said, what's the worst that happens? It comes to the end of my life, turns out I'm wrong, turns out, you know, there is no Christian God, whatever.
Yeah.
And what I lived a life serving other people and loving my neighbor.
It's a win.
Fuck him.
It's a win.
You win. You still won.
I always tell this to people because we get in an argument and I do study other religions because I'm trying to turn them towards Christ and not in a brainwashing way, but I'm just like, because I believe it. And if you could out knowledge me in some certain ways, then I'll be fine. But the one thing that I end people that are very stubborn is, what's the worst that could happen? I go, if you meet the Lord that I know, it's too late. That's bad. But if I go and there's nobody there, all right, sick. I'm kicking rocks with you in this ghost town that we call heaven. Like, but that's what I'm saying. Dude, I'm not going to look back in my life if like I'm 90 years old and somebody comes up to me like, oh, dude, we figure out time traveling. Turns out Jesus is just a pizza guy. Like, then I'm going to be like, okay, cool. I did good. I helped the homeless. I've given people ways to get out of addiction. I found nowhere in the Bible is it going to state you to be a bad person. Nowhere. So there is no way, there's no reason for you to be so disgusted by the Bible. There is no reason.
It's so just amazing to hear someone come on and talk at a normal talking rate with a normal level of passion through the topics we talked about before that. And then just to see him go into six fucking gear, bro, when they fall into the space that they're supposed to exist
in.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it makes me think about my own pursuits in life, because I have an area too which is motivating people out of dark places. The book did it, and when I talk in that space, I speak from the heart. Like, I can tell you're speaking from the heart. I love making people laugh, but I don't think I was put here to make people laugh. I think I was put here to make people feel better about their day-to-day lives and get out of ruts. But this is you. Like, you're never gonna be as good as you are right there.
I say things that really make people's blood boil. Like, I'll say one right now, because if we're on the topic and then hopefully God could guide me in the right way of conversating, but like, undercommercing, whatever. Yeah, you
I do that all the time.
No, that was it. That's a word. That was it. Accurate.
Conversating?
Yep.
It is?
Yep.
I say that.
But this is how my life is right now. And mind you, a lot of people are going to hate me for this, but hear me out. Don't clip me. Just hear me out, please. Because I know somebody needs to hear this. Some guy was going back and he's like, so you can forgive everybody? I go, absolutely, 100%. He goes, everybody. And I go, yes. And he goes, Hitler comes back to life. You have a chance to kill him right now. Do you kill him? And I go, no. He goes, why? He's killed millions. What if he killed your mother? I go, no. I go, because here's the reason why. Hitler, at the end of the day, was such a powerful speaker. So motivating, so strong in his situation. when I look at this man or anybody that's like this man, I don't look at just his flesh. There's demons behind him. And I'm not trying to cast him out. I'm trying to kill the situation that's making him evil. Because if I could get him to be a good person, just imagine the good that this person could do. So what I'm saying is, don't look to your neighbor and judge him and get mad at him and want to crucify him. I'm saying, okay, how? Because Mac's an artist. If he was using his art for bad, I know that he could use his art for good. So instead of listening to the devil like he is, I'm not. Because the devil's going to be in my ear going, fuck Hitler. Look what he did. Fucking murder him. Put him on a stake, burn him.
What if you got him in 39 prior and he's like, yo, somebody says, yo, in the next 7 years, this dude's going to put down 15 million humans, bro. Are you? And they're like, here's a gun. But here's a pen where you could write a letter to him.
Wait, wait, wait. I'd take the pen and stab him in the fucking eyes.
Stab the living motherfucking shit out of that so dude. Quickly. I would do that. Then I would take the gun, mow him down again. Yep. I would run him over with a Daimler Chrysler.
And turn him into a sprinkler.
Hundreds of times until he turned into a...
Chop them up into little bits,
dude,
and use it as fertilizer.
Coffee ground.
It's Miracle
Mix
Grow.
Mix them together. Put some cream in. I'm talking about my cum
eat those plants?
As cream.
I wouldn't
drink
they
it.
Have bad energy.
Piss it out and then light my
Hitler
puddle
juju
of piss
plants.
On
burn
fire.
Vegetables like that aren't coming
anyone
from a good
he
place.
Talked to.
They're
also
non-GMO.
Same thing.
They're
pen
probably
first,
organic.
Gun later. Daimler Chrysler.
They're probably not good.
Drink
for you.
The coffee. Piss him out. Light it on fire.
Yeah.
I would probably just remove his hands or like tie him down a little bit or talk to him for 4 months.
There's a couple people that have come before me that I don't have too much patience for. He just happens to be Mao Zedong.
Mao Zedong. Yeah, we fight
here's
that
a,
guy.
I just want to leave this. This is where I'm going to leave that part portion of it out. Because a lot of people say that they're like, how many times am I going to forgive somebody? Like, how many fucking times am I going to look somebody in the face and be like, bro, you just did that fucking 900 times? I say, if you did a 900, do it 9,000. If you did a 9,000, do it a million times. Because I'll tell you why. Every single one of us, I know for sure, Mike. And I don't know about you, and I don't know you, but I know that there's so many times that I've done this. God, I know I said I wasn't going to do this anymore, but I'm not going to do this anymore. God, I know we're back again. I know I said this last Tuesday. What I'm saying is when I meet God face to face, he's going to be like, the way you didn't judge others, the way you forgave others is exactly how I'll forgive you.
Well, no, I didn't ask him. I didn't ask you.
But also, you're not Hitler.
That's what I'm getting at.
But
you
I could be.
Mortal sins, bro.
Yeah.
Like, this is what I'm asking you. Like, we're not asking him to forgive you for taking a Snickers bar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The dude sent trainloads of Jews into a gas chamber,
sure,
bro.
It doesn't
George,
matter.
You
I
gotta
did,
stab him to death. You gotta kill
I
this
didn't
man.
Create, I didn't give life for me to take
okay,
it.
Okay, what if you go to him in the afterlife, you walk up to him.
Satan or
like,
God?
To Jesus. Okay. To God, the Holy Trinity, they're all there.
They're all there.
I'm dapping them
and,
all up.
And yeah. Well, and the guy before you, it's like number 7 million, billion, trillion, 826. Come on, it's the guy before you, yeah. Like worked at 7-Eleven, yeah. Loved his wife. Oh, you did piss in this person's garden, but I'm going to let you in. Come on in. Yeah. Then it comes to you. He goes, I was God-fearing, respected Jesus, had a great wife by the name of Belle. She was incredible. Didn't kill Hitler.
Dude.
Starts tapping the pen.
Do you know who...
Can I ask you a question, George? There's something here that says you didn't kill Hitler. Dude, were you friends with him? Was there something you liked
you know
about
I was
him?
Saying,
was it
know
the
know
mustache?
I would say this. Like, I would say this. Who was the one who found Jesus when he came back? Who was the one? There was 12 disciples, all men. Who was the one that found Jesus when he came back? It was a
Peter.
It was a prostitute woman.
Mary.
So wait, what I'm saying is why did Jesus decide to show himself to a prostitute woman to go and relay the news to the 12 men or 11 men that were walking with him?
Got it. But if you
if
you told me that Jesus decided to show himself to a person who was gas chambering humans, we'd have a different conversation here. A girl who sold her body for sex, trust me, I'm cool with that.
But back in
if anybody's cool with it, it's fucking me.
But what I'm saying is,
my girlfriend came up to me tomorrow and she was like, hello, Mike. And I'm like, baby, I can't fuck with you anymore. As a matter of fact, just with a scythe, I get a scythe somehow. Just like,
whack.
Bro, I'm sorry. I can't, bro, you cannot be a part of my squad.
I'm not saying kick it with Hitler, but I'm saying don't kill him. What good is that? Listen, I know he killed millions of people, but you killing him is in the same eyes, you took a life away.
It's Hitler, George!
You can't take a life, bro. He's
like the devil. Like, if I told you could kill the devil.
I wouldn't. It's not my place. That's God's place. I don't take anybody's life.
What about God's servants that are sent to kill motherfuckers?
That's God's servant. It ain't me.
I could talk to you at Trader Joe's if you want to talk about Christ. We could break open a passage, but I ain't taking nobody's life, dude. I
will never.
You could kill my mother. I'll never take your life. I'd rather you live and try to repent so that way me, my mother, and you can make it to heaven.
I see. Okay, so I hear you. And by the way, this is what's in the scripture. Like,
yeah, sure.
Is,
that's what I'm saying. Word for word. But also, and there's a lot of Christians watching this. I agree with George.
But
right
also
now, for
in
sure.
the scripture.
It says kill Hitler.
It says eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
No. That's Old Testament. Jesus corrected it when he says, a man who hits you on the cheek, give him your other. I am the avenger.
You're a New Testament
Which
guy.
One?
I'm an old and new. It's just a foreshadow.
You seem to be a selective Thor? Christian.
Not a selective
God's
Christian.
Telling you to put the smack down on Hitler.
No. Whoa. No. No, because when they came to get Jesus, man, I'm getting into this. When they came to get Jesus, Simon cut one of the guard's ears off and he put it back on and he goes, get behind me, Satan. Which means is don't be quick to kill people or hurt people. Try to fix it. Because Mike, listen, let me break it down in a real scenario. Let's get out of the Bible. You did drugs, bro. If you were on drugs and you were having this withdrawal and you did and you got mad and this girl did something to you and you were so fucked up at the moment, you punched her in the face.
Yeah.
Right? Now, yep. In our time, if you touch a woman, you're like done in our eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. But you still didn't gas chamber 7 million Jews.
Okay,
I'll tell
fine.
You
took
much.
A gun and you shot her in the head in front of her child.
Still 6,999,999 lives
but
short.
But would you say?
There's got to be a line somewhere where you have crossed from a cold, from a crime of passion to just trainloads
a
of genocidal
okay, fucking maniacs.
Where is the fucking line?
The line is this. Hitler was able to convince millions of people that this is okay, which I'm trying to say is if God made him that strong with his voice, if I could turn him to talk to so many people that are suicidal, he's a stronger voice than us, bro. If he could convince you to kill people that look like him, that motherfucker.
Say, do you know how many successful people study the word and rhetoric of
best
Hitler?
Best one of the best orators of all time. Incredible. Had the German people eating out of his fucking hands.
What I'm saying.
Ask Dave.
One of the most
how many
genius
people
did
you
buy
it,
Dave? No, Dave didn't
he
buy
came
it. We
a
got
little,
a good one.
He came a little late. Is there anything about the eradication of evil in the Bible? Strike down evil, burn evil, fight evil.
When it talks about yourself, it says, if your hand...
So just kill yourself,
Cut your hand
if
off.
If you're bad.
Yeah, basically just...
Well, like, are you fucking...
Not
so,
kill yourself. Whoa. No, don't kill yourself.
If you're a bad person.
No, don't kill yourself.
Which
Hitler did.
He did.
Yeah.
He did, so he probably was like, you know what?
But that's...
I'm a bad person. I'm going to shoot myself.
But you know why that is...
George is
that solidified him not going to heaven? Not the fact that he did all that, which is probably the reason why he's not going to heaven.
Oh, so you think God might... Okay.
Because he
could... Number 7, 400 billion trillion. All right, Adolf Hitler had a nice house up in the Eagle's Nest, was real nice
to
the SS people.
That,
no, for sure.
It says here
Can I dive into the psyche?
This can't be right. It says here you killed 7 million people. This has got to be a typo. Let me just call in the staff really quick to come over. Like, that's actually correct. He slaughtered 7 million innocent people. And they're like, it says in the Bible, forgiveness above all. But I'm sorry, man. You can't come into this club. We got to send your ass downstairs. You crossed the line by 6,999,900. Like, we're going to give you a crime of passion one time. But you were just smoking motherfuckers out, dude. Entire families.
Where did that come? Where did the sin come from? What I'm saying, oh, man, I'm about to dive deep. You guys want me to go deep?
Sure.
Okay. A lot of people blame the situation, but I say sin follows sin. So the reason why he was like that was because he had an issue with his mom. Correct? Look how one situation with one woman could cause such a bad problem. So what I'm saying is a lot of people like to just blame God. They're like, why is this situation? Let me give you an example. A man cheats on his wife. Okay? He cheats on his wife. He has one son. Now they get a divorce, and now this son doesn't want to look in the father's eyes anymore. He's disappointed.
Yep.
One sin broke the whole family apart. Mm-hmm. Now that boy grows up in a bad neighborhood with his friends because his mom is a single mom and barely gets into drugs, sells drugs, does a lot of drugs, but now he cleans himself up, right? He finds God, he cleans himself up. He goes and finds a wife. They have a kid. The kid comes out disabled because of the amount of drugs he took before. Who is to blame for all this? Is it God? Why did the baby come out this way? Is God, we blame God for that.
I don't.
What I'm saying is look at it as a situation based, right? That's why God looks at it in such a bigger point of view that you guys don't even see it at. So when I read my Bible and he says, do not kill, you don't have the power to judge anybody.
I'm going to listen to him because he's seeing stuff that I'll never see, that I will never hear. So I don't doubt it.
All right, all right, all right. Here's a question. You get the guy who is turning the fucking gas chamber shower on.
Yes.
And you're behind him with a Ruger.
Yes.
Or a Luger.
Yes.
Right? And you got that thing cocked back and you're, and he's about to turn the fountain on and you see the family.
I thought about this stuff.
And you're like, I can't judge him. Can and I, you just watch him crank out a bunch of 12-year-olds.
Why can't you just shoot him in the spine so you paralyze him? Why do you have to immediately kill him?
Now you're getting tactical.
Now you're getting tactical, yeah, like Taryn.
Guys, you guys are making up scenarios and I'm answering them. This is the best that I can do.
This is just like, this is where this all gets tricky for me.
It doesn't get
a
tricky,
bro. A religious person, but an agnostic person.
Can I ask?
Because like, yo, the first part of this conversation, I loved it and I was so on board. This latter half is fucking stupid, bro. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not sure I can hop on with the rationale that you're describing.
Can I say something?
Part of this conversation.
This is going to bring up your situation. Can I bring it up
Tokyo?
Or not?
Tokyo?
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Okay. Did I look at you any differently when that happened?
Mm-mm.
Okay. The one thing that stays in my mind when me and you were talking and I kept checking in on you to make sure you're good and your mental health was good, because the whole world flipped on you.
Yeah.
So quick.
But not my friends.
And you looked at me and you said, what eats me up the most, George, is that my whole purpose in life is to make things to make other people happy and they smile. And now I'm looked at as the kid that brought this to the kids and did this to the kids. And that's not who I am. What I'm saying is, I know who you are because I had a relationship with you. Hmm. A lot of people point fingers at people they don't have a relationship with. God has a relationship with everybody, even though they don't even want to do with God. So when I look at you doing a situation, I don't judge you, and I'm not here to point, and I'm not here to throw the stone. I'm here to be like, all right, man, you made a mistake or you did something, but look what you could do that's good out of that. If everybody, including your friends, are like, nah, fuck Logan Paul, and you're like, that's it, I can't do this anymore, and you pull a bullet in your fucking head. Imagine all those things, the people you talk to now, the donations you do, all the stuff that you did good after that, after the fact, would have never ceased to exist. Because you listen to the devil the last second and you're like, okay, I can't do this anymore. Because you listen to people. And if there was more people that were like, you know what, bro, you made a mistake, but it's good. Let's move on from it.
So what is, okay, so I do agree with this rationale that there could potentially be a good, a long series of good deeds that can counteract a life of, or a couple significant bad ones. I just keep still having trouble with the Hitler one, man. I'm sorry. Because like, what could well, he, that, what could, and I hate to jump back in. I hate to jump back into the Nazi sand.
Okay.
But what I'm saying to you is this, like, what could a homeboy have done on the good side to like make up for the fact that he,
to me, one person's good enough.
Okay. So he saves one little girl who's tied to a train track by a cowboy. Like, or like, or
is he
going
to continue to do sin? What I'm saying is this, I can't get into this because it's so made up, but like,
whatever.
I would literally, if God's like, yo, in my dream, and nobody could see this, and he's like, yo, you're gonna give up all your money and all your fame and everything that you have, you're going to go back to Arizona, you're going to bag groceries for the rest of your life in agonizing pain, knowing that somebody else is going to replace you in Hollywood doing everything that you do, but you're going to save Sinjin from some other country that will never know who you are, but he will now be able to go into heaven because of this situation. Done. I won't even think about it twice. I'll be bagging groceries for the rest of my life. And he'll never meet me again.
I didn't mind bagging groceries.
It's
I did
not
it
bad.
For a long time.
It was my dream job. When I was 12, it's all I wanted to do. It's all I wanted to do.
I love this side
like
of the table.
Because it's almost like a puzzle. Everyone that is. All right. So the old lady
it's
comes
Texas
up. She's got
groceries.
The saltines, the jelly that comes in the glass jar. It's pretty heavy. Yeah. A 2-liter Pepsi and a loaf
that,
of bread.
That needs to be double bagged with separate. Yep.
And so you stack the saltines the long
Absolutely.
Way. You put the jam in the corner next to it so there's no movement
this
way. The
tough ones are like, you get a loaf of bread. Where does that go? Because
George,
that,
I think
that,
you're trying to do good things.
Also,
I can tell that you care about people and you want to do good based on the things that you've read.
Do you bag dish
it's
soap
nice.
Separate?
They're going to keep talking about bagging groceries,
dish soap.
But I like this conversation.
It's chemical.
Oh, okay. I think it's clear that you are a man that really believes in the power of something more and the ability to take that into yourself and humble yourself to have a life of, you know, I will sacrifice something for me that I think might be the best for me is enough to,
Hundreds of times, bro.
They're trying to kill Hitler
Lawn
over there. Is enough to just to make you happy, you know, and living on the good side of life and not diving deep into sin will continue to find bless. You'll continue to find blessings in your life because of that.
I just feel like at the end of the day, bro, brush your teeth. Just kidding.
Nice. Yep, we've been saying
George.
I think it's this, man. Like I said, I worked at Five Guys restaurants. I worked at Benihana's. I was working the craziest shifts, making money that I wouldn't be having right now. What I'm saying is I was equally happy flipping that burger than I was right now sleeping with my model-looking girlfriend.
I talk about this a lot.
Yeah, same.
I talk about this a lot. I say, yo, I'm pretty much the same. I've been my whole life. There's been a through line of happiness. Mm-hmm. And
people need to get that, bro. We need to talk about that more.
And yeah, because the big wins, they just have never... They're awesome, and they take me to the next step, but they've never been the thing... Which is the reason why I do it.
Oh, do this.
I love what I do. Drake said this. I watch his, everyone should do this. Watch his Rap Radar interview. I tell everyone this. Great. It's fucking awesome. I took notes on it. One of the things he said is Drake, he goes, I try not to get too caught up in the highs or the lows, which is true. Fucking you win in the biggest level in the world. You fail in the biggest level of the world. Yo,
if people
keep
need
trucking,
to,
if yo.
People need to do this because I did this at one point. Everybody goes through struggles. I wrote down a list and I had a made up situation. Which, by the way, you guys will love this. Where I talk to God, and God's like, all right, we're going to start removing blessings from you. Oh. Right? And I'm like, oh, shit. He goes, we're going to remove 5 blessings from you, so write down all your favorite blessings and make sure you tell me the ones you don't want to get rid of. And so I sat there, and I was like, my mom's healthy. My dad's healthy. I'm healthy. Okay, cool. I got this. I got that. Da, 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 da. Dude, all the shit that I have right now was the first to fucking go. Are you kidding? If God's like, yo, your mom's health or your AMG car? Fuck my AMG car. Are you crazy?
Duh.
What I'm saying is people are
a lot of people
so-
in Hollywood would take the AMG, believe it or not.
If you upgrade the car, it's a different convo.
What? Like it was like a Aventador?
If you give me a Cullinan, now we're talking.
You're like, yo, mom, hang on. We'll do our best.
Hold that thought.
How old is my mother? How old is she?
It's a
she
Cullinan.
Had a good run.
She goes, Logan, what? I go, mom, it's 2020. It's a 2020 Cullinan. It's matte black.
This thing's incredible. She'd
understand. It's got Bluetooth.
Wow, this is a very up and down podcast.
Welcome to the but you can't get too caught up in the highs
and lows. Your point about positivity at all times is massive. I just had this conversation the other day. I posted a picture of me and Logan laughing on the beach and said something along the lines of, you know, staying positive no matter what. And some kid said to me in the DMs, "Yeah, it's easy for you to say that now. It's easy for you to say that shit now. You know, you have a hot girlfriend, rich friends, you're rich, all this shit." And I messaged back to him and I said, when I was in ICU and my grandmother was sitting next to me and they were pumping blood out of my stomach because I was bleeding out in front of her, I was making jokes to make her laugh. When I was standing in 26 degree weather for the methadone clinic with a bunch of people drooling on themselves and I was dying of fucking withdrawals, sweating in the 26 degree weather for hours online to get methadone, I was poking jokes at people or poking jokes with people to make them laugh.
Resourceful with your happiness.
Always, always be positive. And a lot of times that starts with a smile or a joke.
We need Roman Atwood back.
Yo, there's
Roman Atwood, please come back.
There's two wolves, Mike. There's one chained up in the dark and there's one chained up in the light. Which one lives?
Not the Hitler one.
One in the life, yeah. Whichever one's Hitler dies.
Dead. Immediately.
Which one lives?
The one in light, because Logan said it.
Yeah. Okay, what about you? Which one lives?
Do you want me to give the answer that you're going to say, or do you want to say it?
Do you know the answer already?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, it's whichever one you choose to feed.
Hold on a second. I didn't know that was an option. And I didn't know you had
we both chose
the light. We both chose the light.
Yeah, that's
so good. Why would I feed the one in the dark? That whole
a lot of people do.
Seems dangerous. I will not feed a wolf in the dark.
Let me give you an example.
He's like, is that the cheeseburger? Yep. I'm eating a burger, right?
If you had told me there was fucking kibbles and bits close by, maybe would have changed my answer.
Well, let me give you an example. If I'm on my way to my movie premiere that's like really sick and I'm like really happy about it. Like,
oh, you were the guest on our show. We probably should have asked you about that.
It's fine. You guys are terrible hosts. Anyways, except for you. You're great. What I'm saying is that a lot of people would have a great day, like a birthday or something like that, and they would take a tiny, tiny fucking situation and they blow it out of proportion. Which I'm saying is, dude, if you had a magnifying glass with life, that's how it is. You could sit there and magnify your problems or you could magnify your blessings.
Bro.
Wow.
Huge. Huge. Like when I drive, when Lana's driving the Lambo home from a fucking steak dinner that was $800, we ate crab legs and fucking sat there and had a great night, and she's like, I saw that you liked that bitch's Instagram picture. And she's like, I'm angry. And I'm like, you're actually driving a $400,000 car away from eating fucking filet mignon done just right, medium rare, and king crab legs that were bigger than my fucking king crab femur leg. Like, what the fuck are you talking about right now? Why are you saying this shit to me? Stop. Like, I tell her all the time, like, you can't fucking make me upset.
Wow.
You can't do it.
She hates that. She
you
hates
nobody
that.
Can because I crawled out of the bullshit to be here. Why the fuck would I be
you
upset?
Took away her
about?
Leverage, Mike.
She can't do it. She's like, hey, did you see what so and so said about how good looking I was? I was like, yeah, I thought that was great. He really enjoys your presence. Great job, babe.
Oh, wait, I heard you. Nah, maybe it's a touchy subject.
No, it's a touchy subject.
I'll say I got mad.
No, let's not do it. It's so late in the episode. I don't even know what it is, but I don't want to get into it. But also,
drama alert.
Well, just contradicting what you just said.
No, because I know it's no. I don't know what it is, but I just know by the way your evil eyes looked right there that I don't want to get into it right now. I do want to ask one final question. Do you think the amount of sex you're having with your partner dictates your attitude towards them when you're not having sex? I asked this question.
Wait, what the fuck is that question? What?
Here we go again. Do you think the amount of sex you have with your partner dictates your attitude towards them when you are not having sex? I asked this question for this reason. I find that when I still have some splooge left in my system, that I'm more likely to give huggies and kisses and backy massages and cuddles. Okay, when I'm a depleted sponge after just filling every vile orifice for hours on end daily, I don't want to fucking see anyone, bro. I just want to be a dead sponge who doesn't want to create content. He doesn't want to see his friends. He just wants to exist. He wants to simply exist, breathing the air that is left on this depleted shithole fucking rock we live on. So against all
that's
that is...
That's probably because you broke the covenant in God and you're not married to your girlfriend that you sleep with.
Are you in Bell?
I'm out.
Are you in Bell married?
Who says we have sex?
Wow. Now you're lying and lying.
Thank you guys for joining the podcast today. We talk about Jesus and Hitler. You can't get anywhere else. Now let's take this picture and hang it up against the wall, okay?
How do you guys end this, by the way?
Like that, pretty much. I didn't finish the question, but I don't care.
I couldn't answer it because, dude, I was talking about Jesus for 50 minutes. I can't talk about that
right now.
No, after.
So, but I guess I'll just ask you then, like, or we could just end the show. I was just curious. Like, do you think it, like, affects you?
I know, man. I think you got a problem.
Yeah.
Also, you got a problem. Physical relationships making you feel hollow.
Yeah, how many times are you splooging?
You got a problem.
Well, so, like, multiple times per day.
Oh, that's exhausting,
yeah, but
bro.
Still, we do that. Probably how many times? 2-3 times a week, probably with the multiple times.
Two, three times a week is way less than 2-3 times a day. I think it's the number of times. Because let me ask you a question: like, why does boxing coaches say like preserve your nut? Why do people say that my workout is better when I don't come before it? I feel like I'm my life. As Andre, the vegan, would say, the one that has the vein filled with splooge on his forehead, he would say that I'm draining my life form. I think we should hire him back because I think he was right.
Have you just ever thought about fucking is exhausting, bro?
It's tiring.
Are you the starfish?
What about building your relationship outside of your sexual activities? You actually have something of substance besides the sex.
The sex is so important.
It is.
It is so. You can unlock new levels of connection.
Dude, I found out my girl is good at Connect Four during sex once.
Really? No,
I don't
want to
talk about it. I'm just kidding.
It is a valid question I was asking.
Yeah, here's the thing, bro. You're doing that's a workout. I mean, if you're doing it the way I'm doing it up top.
Yeah, all right. Here he is. Unimpulsive.
So what I'm saying is, yeah, dude, of course, you're exhausted. Also, dude, shitty to say this, and I'm going to say it. I'll be the ballsy. Everybody wants what they can't have. So if you toss that my way too many times, I'm like, I can have it whenever I want. So why am I going to want it right now?
No, that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing because think about it. If you work backwards, the huggies and kisses and cuddlies that the girl loves so much is supposed to be your payment if you – it will accept that terminology for the activity of sexual intercourse. Like, yo, he shows me so much. Relax. He shows me so much love. He's so compassionate. He's so caring. He does all these nice things for me.
Yeah.
But if you're constantly given the present, then like eventually, do you stop working for it?
Why are you? I don't know if it should be like considered like a barter, like a trade off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because your love is never gonna fade. It's not like. I mean,
no,
I don't know.
I get that, but like, remember in Wolf of Wall Street where she like put her leg on his face and was like, "Not today." Like, girls, like, kind of usually utilize that power or can at least if they ain't never putting their foot in your face and saying, "Not today." Then like, I could just wild out all the time because I'm just gonna end up having sex 8 times anyways.
I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. You Logan and I are talking about this, and 90% of the viewers are going to be like, you guys could eat a fucking dick.
Dick, giant dick.
Because if I had a girlfriend that looked the way that you guys have, I wouldn't be complaining. I'd just be doing it. So as a viewer standpoint, they're going to get like, they're going to be like, what the fuck?
I'm not complaining. I have realized that I'm not very romantic and I suck at compassion. And I wasn't always like that.
How'd your brain scans come back?
Oh, you got the brain scan today.
I get them tomorrow. Next Wednesday. Oh. What day? It's tomorrow now.
We need to know. We need the results. The brain scans
ain't looking good, man. Okay. It ain't looking good for me.
You might just be one of those people that are like more organized, so maybe you just have to schedule your romantic days. Like, hey, Tuesday I'm going to take you out. I want you in that red dress. I'll see you outside. And then just like take her out and be romantic about it.
Do you think that like post-nut, that you're less touchy after?
No,
you don't. You're just a big ball of fucking love.
I'm a fucking simp.
Okay, whatever. I'll just go fuck myself. If I see Hitler on my way to do it, I'm fucking capping that fucking Nazi. Fuck.
Josie sent me that Wolf of Wall Street scene. We got a little tiff and she sent me that.
Girls always do that right after they post a song on their Instagram that's from Kalani. If your girl's posting Kalani on her Instagram story, it's too late. You're in trouble. Yeah. You're in fucking trouble, bro.
But if she posts a Bible verse,
she's Belle.
For real. Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Love you, George. How are you?
Wait, is this over? I don't even know what's going on.
Seems like everyone's wrapping up my show for me. So yeah.
No, I'm not.
I don't know how to do this. You guys didn't even introduce me. I just started talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's guest. You've seen him on Logan Paul's YouTube channel multiple times.
We haven't started. We can't actually put that stuff in there. I'm gonna have you walk in.
Oh shit!
I'm gonna write an
intro. That was warm up.
You're joking?
Not at all, bro. Do you feel warmed up?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, come. Are your levels good on the mic?
Yeah.
You're good where your seat is?
Should I sit down?
Walk in from this side.
Yeah, walk in from the other side.
Walk in from the side.
Hey, can we start rolling?
We're going to banter for like 5 minutes, and then I'm gonna call you in.
Do we have sponsors today?
This is fucking crazy.
No sponsors?
Have you ever been on a set like this, George?
Huh? Guys, thanks for watching Impulse's the number one podcast. We love you guys. Hit that subscribe button. We're flying with the subs. I can't even believe how great it is.
3 mil?
You guys can hit George Janko up on Instagram, at George Janko on Instagram.
Or YouTube. I'm funnier there.
Also, what about that Bubba Town merch you're wearing? Huh?
Sold out. Can't buy it.
Wow.
Wow.
Get ready for the next drop at bubbatown.com/mayor.merch.com.
Yeah, if anybody's watching, you guys could go to that website and text me to be on the list. So that way when it comes out, I text you and you could buy it right from me. So...
he ships them from his house.
Exactly.
The fulfillment.
With love and care, I go like this.
Yep.
So this is Sandy.
All right. Sorry I was so hungover, guys. I'll see you next time.
Bye.
I have one more.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.